Here we go. We are up to Sefer Bamidbar in the Mitzvah Shir, and we will be going to Mitzvah 362, which is in Parshas Naso. But before we go there and start the Mitzvah of Parshas Naso, what about Parshas Bamidbar? So Parshas Bamidbar, the Chinuch says, Parshas Bamidbar, Seder Rishon Ein Bo Mitzvah L'Cheshboneinu. Seder Rishon, there is, we call it the Sidra. Some people, instead of calling it the Parsha, call it the Sidra. That's the Seder of the laning. So, the Chinuch says, there is no mitzvah l'cheshboneinu, to our cheshbon, as if to say somebody else out there has a mitzvah. He doesn't say this by every Parsha. If you look throughout Bereishis, he doesn't go through every Parsha in Noach, Chayisara, told us, Vayisva, Yishlach. They all don't, no, he just says, there's no more mitzvahs. But here he says, l'cheshboneinu. So what is he referring to? So the Minchas Chinuch already picks up on it. Right, I don't know how many times the Minchas Chinuch comments when the Chinuch doesn't say a word. Or he said a word, but doesn't talk about the mitzvah. He says, what is he referring to? He's referring to the end of Parshas Bamidbar. The end of Parshas Bamidbar has a pasuk which on the surface does not talk about a mitzvah, the pshuto shel pasuk, v'lo yavo'u lir'os kivala es hakodesh v'mesu. You have to cover, the Levim have to cover up the kalim, the holy items, the Aron v'chulu, when they travel, so that nobody sees it and nobody dies by inappropriate touching, inappropriate seeing, etc. That's what the Pasha of the Pasuk is. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, though, learns out from this Pasuk, a drush, that if somebody steals a kli shares, if somebody steals an item belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, they are chayiv misa. Not only are they chayiv misa, it's one of the few halachas that we say kana'in poginbo. We know by Pinchas, we learn at Kanon Pogonbo that zealots could go, you don't have to wait for a Bezdin, just go and kill him. Gaonim Klisharis. So some Gaonim, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, count that as a separate Mitzvah Saseh. So that's what the Chinuch is referring to, says the Menachas Chinuch. Don't count that as a separate Isser. And he says, because look at the Rambam. The Rambam himself says it explicitly. The Rambam in the third Shorish, we know the 14 Shorishim before the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the rules and regulations of what is a mitzvah and what is not a mitzvah. So in rule number 3, in Shorish Shlishi, the Rambam says, She'ein roi limnos mitzvos, she'ein noagos ledoros. A mitzvah, by definition, is something that is a tzivui forever. If there is a tzivui for a certain amount of time only, so that's not a mitzvah. This doesn't mean that the mitzius is just that you can't fulfill the mitzvah. That could be a mitzvah. We haven't brought karbanos in a long time. But karbanos are mitzvahs that are ledoros. It's just that the situation for the mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. But the mitzvah does apply. We just can't do it. But let's say the iser of Klal Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave your house on the night of Pesach during Makas Becharos. What, you're going to count that as an iser daraisa, as a lo saseh? No, of course not. You're not allowed to leave your house because at that moment in time. But that's not a mitzvah. Or you're not allowed to leave over the mon. That's an iser daraisa, one of the 613, says the Rambam, of course not. You only count mitzvos that are noheg ledoros. And he says, why? Interesting that the Rambam quotes this. It's very un-Rambam-like, I would say. But the Rambam quotes it, that we know the Chazal that tell us that every one of the 248 and 365 mitzvahs are connected to different parts of our body. Limbs and sinews. And Chazal tell us, and the Rambam quotes it, it's as if every Aver wakes up, our pinky is screaming at us, do the mitzvah that's connected me. And the nose is saying, do the mitzvah that's connected me. And the heart and every limb is, and every limb is saying, don't do the Avera that's connected me. The Rambam quotes this. Kol Aver ve'Aver, ki'ilu hu yitzav ha'adam, ba'asiyas mitzvah u'mitzvah, v'chol yom v'yom, ki'ilu yazir osame aveira. So the Rambam says, what? So something that's not knowing forever, you're going to count it as a mitzvah? So what's that limb going to do for the rest of history after the mitzvah isn't shayach anymore? So says the Rambam, that's why you have to say that a mitzvah, by definition, is one that is noeg ledoros. And then he quotes, many have been mistaken about this. He's referring to the Bahag. Kvar ta gam kein zula seinu b'shara shazeh. Umana ba'avur shedacha katzorich. He couldn't find other mitzvahs v'lo yavo leros kevalas hakodesh. First one on the list is this mitzvah from Sefer Parshas Bamidbar. He says, he quotes it. Umana lo yavodot. He says, That's not a mitzvah that you count ledoros. That's a specific issue about covering the kalim when you travel in the midbar. The Alpha Bisha Abra, and even though I know the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Aleph that says that if you steal clay shares, that's learned out from this. But that's a drush. That's a drush. That's not the pasuk pshat of the pasuk. It's a remez, and that's not the pshat. And therefore, I don't think you should be counting this pasuk as a mitzvah. The Ramban, in defense of the Bahag, as he always does, says, well, the Bahag thinks otherwise. The Bahag thinks that, yes, it's a drush, but it's enough that it's connected. You can count this as a separate mitzvah, say, daraisa. It's not just geneva. Right? The Menachas Chinuch says that the Rambam would say, no, it's included in Geneva or included in Me'ila. What's the difference? If you steal from a Hedyot, you steal from Hektish. It's still Geneva. You don't have to count it as a separate Losa, say. Right? The Rambam says it's in Os Beis. The Menachas Chinuch says, La Rambam over Gamke Balav de Lo Signovu. But it's not a separate mitzvah that you would count. Okay, so we've spoken for a number of minutes just now about a mitzvah that the Chinuch does not count. Okay, but that's the Har. The Chinuch says there are no mitzvahs in Bamidbar, but he is referring to the Bahag's counting, and the Rambam does not say it. So now we get to today's mitzvah. Parshas Naso, we are starting right now. Parshas Naso has 18 mitzvos. 18 mitzvos in Naso, as we'll see. In all of Sefer Bamidbar, there are 52 mitzvos. That's it. 52 mitzvos in all of Sefer Bamidbar. So there are a couple of parshios out there, like Emor and Kiseitse, that have more mitzvos than the entire Sefer Bamidbar. But that is, right, it ranks after Vayikra and after Dvarim in terms of the mitzvah. So, Bezrem, today, Baruch Hashem, we start the 52 mitzvos of Sefer Bamidbar and the 18 of Naso. Naso has two mitzvos related to Tumah and Tahara, as we'll see. The first two mitzvos relating to Tumah. Then the mitzvah of Vidui slash Tshuva, which is huge. Then three mitzvahs connected to Sota, 10 mitzvahs connected to Nazir. And then finishing up with the last two mitzvahs of Birchas Kohanim and the carrying of the Levium of the loads through the Midbar. Okay, some fascinating mitzvahs coming up, and we get back. We've been in B'chukosai for a while, but now we get back to these mitzvahs. So says the Chinuch, today's mitzvah is sending out of the Tmeim outside of the Machaneh. If one is Tameh, we'll get to the details of this as we go along. Somebody's Tameh, they can't stay within the Machaneh, says the Torah. In Parshas Naso, Perakei, Ve'edabar Hashem Moshe Limor. Why is this said here? Because, if you remember, Sefer Bamidbar starts off with all of the placements of the Shvatim. You're going to be here, you're going to be there, so only after the Shvatim are organized in the way that they're supposed to be, so then you can talk about sending out certain Tamei people outside of those camps. Before we had the camps, we couldn't have this Sivui. So that's why Dafka here, right after we have the entire setup of the Yisraelim and the Levium and how they carry everything and the whole structure of what's going to happen for the next 40 years. We have Tzavos B'nei Yisrael, Command B'nei Yisrael, V'yishalchu min ha-machaneh, and they shall send out of the machaneh kol tsarua, v'kol zav, v'kol tamei l'nefesh. Somebody who has tsaras, somebody who is a zav, who has some type of a mission, who's a sickness, and anybody who's tamei meis. As we'll see, three different halachos for those three people. But first, a beautiful diet. Achronim discuss who is this mitzvah on. The next mitzvah, after today's in 363, there's an isser of a tamei person going into the Beis HaMikdash. So that, l'chor, is on the yachid. A tamei person has to make sure not to go into the Beis HaMikdash. But what about this mitzvah? Sending out, is it on the person himself? If I get tzaras, I gotta go out. Is that the mitzvah, or is it on Bezin? Is it on Klal Yisrael? So if you look closely at the formulation of the pasuk, it has to do with Klal Yisrael. Vishalchu min ha-machaneh. They shall send out of the machaneh. Sounds like it's upon the tzibur to make sure all the tamei people are sent out. Interesting. The Azdain LaTorah here of Saratskin says, Yesh Yireim, he says, there are many good people. Maybe he's talking about from personal experience. He was a rabbi, a little less than 100 years ago, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Yesh Yireim, there are many people out there that are very, they're makbid for the Kavanat Torah. And they go, and they might go to a rav, and they say, you know what so-and-so is doing, you have to stop this problem, and you have to stop this Chilul Hashem, and you have to stop this, and you have to stop that. And many people will come, you know, it's disgusting, they're eating chazer, they're mesis umediach, and they'll come to the and they say, you have to do something. And the Rav says, you're right. We got to do something. Here, come with me and let's do it. Let's be Chared al Dvar Hashem. And all of a sudden, they'll say, no, that's not our job. We're just reporting. It's up to you. You're the rabbi. You're the rabbi. It's your job to try to fix the situation. No, us? No. We're just reporting. Only it's up to the rabbi to get the thorns out of the vineyard. The hamshah here, and we told you, right? That's it. We're finished. Says the Torah. Tzav is bnei Yisrael. Hashem tells Moshe, tell bnei Yisrael, get all tumah, get all sin out of the machane. It's on everybody. Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchem n'amalcha called Zov v'chozer ruah. Sheyomer l'moshe shu yishalech hazatameyim? No, yishalech hu yichidi. How does he have control? It's everybody. They can come together. The manik, the rav, could be in charge, but everybody has a responsibility. Everybody in the community has a responsibility to try to better the environment. And that's the message, says the Zayin LaTorah, for why this is formulated as it is. Beautiful Hara. Okay, let's get to it. So, says the Chinuch, Mitzvah Shiluach Tameim Chutz L'machane Shechina. L'shaleach HaTameim Chutz L'machane Shechina. I have to send out the Tameim outside of the Machane Shechina. We'll see what that means. Shene'emar, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'yishalchu Min HaMachane Kol Tzarua V'chol Zav V'chol Tami L'Nefesh V'yadua Hayalem Bamidbar Ad Heichon Gvul Machane Shechina. We know that there were different what was Machane Shechina in the Midbar? Where the Aaron was. Ukumochin Ladoros, so too, Ladoros, there is a parallel Machane Shechina. Before we get to the details, as the Chinuch says, turning over, this is a mitzvah that is repeated many, many times in the Torah. V'yatzal michutz l'machane, mitzvah zaseh, ki yebecha ish shalo yetar mikra loyla, and ki seitze, v'yatzal michutz l'machane, it's repeated, el michutz l'machane tishalchum, many times in the Torah. Why? Not to count it as more than one mitzvah, but just as emphasis. Just like a parent will repeat something many times to make sure the child knows that this is something serious, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chinuch, V'kvar kasavti, ki b'hachbel ha'azharos b'mitzvos, the fact that there's multiple warnings, ho'ra'aksas b'chomer ha'mitzvah, it reflects the seriousness. Shehashem chafetz b'tovas b'riyosav, Hashem wants for the goodness of his creatures. V'his hiram b'chazar v'his hiram aleh, and he warns us again and again, k'derech b'nei adam eshiru ze'azeh, like we are warned over and over, harbei pa'amim b'chol davar hatzarech lem tzarech rav. So he repeats the warning over and over again. Good. Get to some of the halacha, just to mention, and then we'll get into the Ashkava. Skip Misharshi HaMitzvah for a moment, and we'll come back to that. Midini HaMitzvah. Just to keep the flow. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah, Masha Amru Zacharnam Lavracha. Shahamitzora says the Chinuch here, that there are three levels. As we know, there are three machanos. Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael. Rashi quotes this. It's the Chazal. Rashi quotes this on the Pasuk. And it sounds like from Rashi, and it sounds like from this Chinuch, that all three of these halachas are included in this mitzvah. The Rambam only counts the first one. Sending out of Machane Shechina. Who has to be out of Machane Shechina? Anybody who's Tameh. Tameh Meis, a Zav, and a Mitzora. Those are the three levels. Those are the three people mentioned in the Pasuk. But those are the three that have to be sent out of Machane Shechina. The innermost Machane. And then, right, if you think about the Midbar, there's the Machane Shechina where the Aaron was, and then go out, the Leviyim were surrounding, and then you have Machane Yisrael. So it's pretty simple. In the days of the Midbar, what was Shechina, Leviyah, Yisrael? But what about for generations? Right, the Rambam says, this is a mitzvah that's no Ladaros. So what about for generations? So that's what Chazal say. Rashi quotes him, and so does the Chinuch here. The Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, has a parallel. Machane Shechina, what's Machane Shechina? Everything within. Shahamitzora, actually, he starts the opposite. Out. Shahamitzora, shu chomor b'tumasod, mitzora is the most chomor of tumas. Right? Not only does a dead body create tumas ohel, a mitzora creates tumas ohel. He is sent out of the further machanas, meaning outside of the entire city. A mitzora has to be sent outside of Yerushalayim. That's the most stringent, the only one. It's the only person who's Tameh who's sent out of all Gimel Machanas. Number two, Zav and Zavos Nidas Yoldos, all people who we call are the Mechusrei Kapara, a Zav, a Nida, a Yoledes, their Tumah is not as Chomer, then they're sent out of two Machanos. That means they can't be within Harabais. Harabais is parallel to Machane Leviyah, so they can be in Yerushalayim. A Nida can be in Yerushalayim, but a Nida cannot be on it going to Harabais. That is a zav and a nid, etc. And then you have the least tuma, ironically, is tamei meis. In some ways, tamei meis is the most tamei, by the dead body. But a tamei meis, in this regard, is the least tamei, and therefore a tamei meis can even go into harabayis, but not go into what? Go into harabayis up until the chel, as we say, which is the fence that wraps around the azara. But onto harabayis, even a tamei meis could go. That's why we could go to the kotel. Right, assuming that we don't even know the limits of Har HaBayis, but we're all Tamei Meis. So we're going pretty close. We're in Yerushalayim. Why are we allowed to be in Yerushalayim? Why? Because we're Tamei Meis. Why are we allowed to be in, right, even closer to by the Kotel? Okay, it's still outside. But even further, even those who believe that one could go onto Har HaBayis on the inside, however it is, without getting into that controversial halachic and political issue. But why are they allowed to do that? Because once they would go to the mikvah, and there's no zav in any of those other tumas, so onto Har HaBayis, onto HaBayis could go. So that's why those are the three levels here. So again, the chinuch and Rashi both seem to include all of these levels in the mitzvah. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, only quotes the first one, Machane Shechina, sending out Tumim for Machane Shechina. So the question is this a machlokas? The Rambam holds only at a Machane Shechina. Well, that's the only, and the other two, that's not really part of this mitzvah. And the Chinuch quotes all three. But if you look for a moment at the beginning of the Chinuch, in the first paragraph, he sounds like the Rambam, to send Tumim out of Machane Shechina. So, but later on he says all three are included. So the mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Samanth, is a beautiful idea. Other Achronim might say it as well, but he quotes it from the Kuntres Pnei Moshe, that maybe all three of the situations where we send people out of the Machanes, that's all a din of going away from Machane Shechina, the most inner sanctum, the most inner Kedusha point. But the message is that some people are so tamei, we need them further from Machane Shechina. It's not a din of being outside of Machane Levia per se, or out of Machane Yisrael. You have to be out of Machane Yisrael because this is how far you have to be away from Machane Shechina. So maybe the Rambam and the Chinuch aren't so far away from each other because you have all three. Either way, Lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference. These are the three Machanes. I saw in the Yagla Torah, he quotes from the Shlach Kadosh. From the Shlach Kadosh, that maybe there's an added, deeper idea here. The three Machanes are Romeis to the three levels in a person. We have to be Shaleach, the Tuma, out of our own selves. V'chein remez ha-mitzvah shiluach tamayim di'yei shlosha machanos. There's the machane of our rosh, of our head, of our machshavis. We gotta get the tuma out of that, and that's the most kadosh, because that's what makes us human. That's what makes us special. V'tzorach l'shaleach mishem afilu tuma kala, as the Gemara says, kasha hirhuri aveira, kashin me aveira. Even thoughts of an aveira. And not only that, we have to get it out of the machane, the second machane, which is our heart, which is our emotions. We got to try not to even want to do an aveira. And then finally, even out of our maisim, the third machane who habeten v'kelav shumakom amachlo makom otzo umitzad mash adam who chamri yefshalol leskayim belize mikomakom mishalech misham tuma chamura. At least serious tumas we have to be sent. We have to be able to be sent out of that. And that's the Shlach Kadosh. You can look it up. The message of this mitzvah. Good. Going back to now the Sharash HaMitzvah. Says the Chinuch Sharash HaMitzvah. What's the message of sending Tumah out? So, Lefisha Inyana Tumah Yadua Lachacham. And as he's explained before, Tumah is spiritual dirt. It's not based on logic. But he quotes the Kuzari, who says that the all Tumah somehow connects to death. Somehow connects to death. Even Nida is a potential pregnancy that didn't take effect. Mitzora is Chashav Kames. All Tumas, Erut, Azav, and Azava, all of them. Again, it's a type of Zera, something coming out of a person's body that he's not being involved in Chayim. He's not being involved in, even if it's a sickness. He's not being involved in positive, constructive building. So it's all connected to that, and we stay away from that. Judaism does not celebrate. We celebrate yard sites. That's only because the yard site celebrates the life of a person. We don't celebrate death. There are other religions that celebrate death. Judaism, death is the most tamei idea. Because what it's all about is life, being connected to the source of life, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says. Tumah, though we don't understand it, it's not based on logic, is metamtem, closes up and seals up the intellectual wells. We're just not aware of it. The more, right, if somebody is an expert in classical music, I can listen to a classical music piece, and I just hear music. But the more tuned we are to classical music, I can hear, oh, and there's this, there's that, there's a violin, and there's a French horn. They can notice every one of the instruments because they're so in tune to that science. And there's a cadence, and there's a this, and there's a that. The more in tune we are with our spiritual beings, the more tuma will feel it. We'll feel it, right? Why all the great stories about the tzaddikim who wouldn't eat something and it'll come out later that, oh yeah, there was a suffix about the kashrus of this, even though they didn't know, but they sensed it because they were so focused and on in tune and on the wavelength of the world of spirituality. So that's tumah. We're so magusham, we're so in this world that we don't realize, we don't feel it. but halavai, we should be on the level of realizing the tum. But he says that's what this is about, right? And he says, and that's why when a person is tamei, somehow connected to this, tsara'as is even on the physical body, you can't be in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't be anywhere near Yerushalayim, Harabayis, any of them. Similar, he quotes the Pasuk, in the physical world we know, the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Ke'ein lavo al shar ha-melech milavush suk. You can't go into the palace with sackcloth on. Meaning if you're tamei, you can't go into the palace. Right, so that's the message of Shiluach Tameim out of Machane Shechina. Skipping to the end, v'noheges mitzvah zu b'zachar v'nekeves b'chol zman, this mitzvah applies always to men and women, shafilu b'zman hazeh, shahamikdash shameim b'avonoseinu asur likanis bo tameh. Even b'zman hazeh, where the Beis HaMikdash is desolate, we're not allowed to go on there. Even if tomorrow all the Arabs will leave. Okay, build your Beis HaMikdash. We can't go. We don't have a paradumo. We can't get tama. We can't become tar. So therefore, we won't be able to do it. Unless you tumahutra b'tzibur, but otherwise, not. Beis Hashem, we'll talk more next time about the Rambam Ravid, a very famous Ravid, who seems to say, according to some, that there is no Isser today. We'll see that according to most Achronim, that's not true. But Beis Hashem, we'll talk about that Rambam Ravid next time. But let's continue. If somebody goes into a place where they're not allowed to go, the three different levels, so they're mevatel this mitzvah zaseh, besides the Isser of going into a Kaddish place, one Tameh, as we will see Beis Hashem next time. The Menachas Chinuch, by the way, also discusses at the end of this mitzvah another area where a mitzvah is sent out of, and that is a walled city. In Ir HaMukav Choma is a walled city, a mitzvah is also sent out of walled cities. So one might ask, well, that's a din HaTorah. So walled cities, so that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, the beginning of Masechas Brachas on Daf Hey, whether that applies even when Yovel is not knowing or not. But I think I once mentioned once or twice in a Daf Shir, Chassam Sofer, the beginning of Megillah and Tshuva, discusses why a walled city. See, why is a walled city? Why does it have special dinim, more kedusha? You know why it has more kedusha, says the Chassam Sofer? And you know why you go by generally walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun? Because a walled city represents the defense of the nations that were in Eretz Yisrael at the time that we came in, and we beat them. Right? Walled cities represent their gevura, their strongholds, and we overtook them, those walled cities. We went into Eretz Yisrael. So that reminds us of the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why walled cities have a special din. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, next time we will talk about the Rambam Ravid, about Tamei Meis Bizman Hazeh, and there's other sources, and then we'll get into the Isser of Knisa to a Makom Kadosh. Okay, we'll stop here.